So normally at this time we do a 10-minute Musar. I was inspired by my Talmidim from the old city who came back with Payas to do 10-minute Chassidus. I want to share with you a story of Rav Yitzchak of Varka. The story I've mentioned in the past, but I want to look at it through a different lens. Yitzchak of Varka, who was a Talmid of the Kotzker Rebbe, the forefather of the Chassidus of Amshinov, which we're going to talk about tonight, Judah told me this story, beautiful story, that he was making Kiddush on the first night of Sukkot. And in Chassidus, it's based on a halach in Shulchan Aruch that a person is supposed to peer into the kos. But in Chassidus, what they do is they peer in the kos, and it's a time of hisponimus. It's a time for a person to reflect and to think. The legend has it that the Rebbe normally used to wait for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but he didn't stop. It went on. After an hour, some of the Chassidim began to leave, 2 hours. By midnight, all the Chassidim had already left, and the legend has it, when the Chassidim came back, next morning the Rebbe was still holding the kos and peering inside. Now this exists even in Amshinov today. I have a schus to be connected through family in many, many different ways. My elder Zayda was brother-in-laws with the first Amshinov Rebbe. That's a separate story. I told with Talmidim that my son claims that he has the rights to become the next Rebbe. And I went to the Rebbe here in Beit Vegan, not far at all. And it was Matzoy Shabbos. My cousin, who's daughter is married to the Rebbe's son, took me, and I was by the Tish, and I noticed that they were singing Kariban. So I said to my cousin, it was already Matzoy Shabbos at 11 o'clock at night, and it's well known that Amshinov they go late. So I said, it's very interesting that they sing Kariban for Shalosh Udus, because normally Kariban is a Friday night song. So he says to me, no, the Rebbe just made Friday night Kiddush. And they just started singing Kariban. It's not in Shalosh Udus, it's Friday night. At that tish, the Rebbe said a beautiful shtickel Torah that I've said over on other occasions, which I'm not going to repeat. And he said it on the pasuk, Eile toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram hoiludes Yitzchak. And when he said those words, he said in the following way, Eile. And then he paused for about 2 minutes. Again, he started again. Tol. Stopped for about 10 seconds. Dois. And this went on. So just to get the pasuk out, Eile toldos Yitzchak ben Avram, Avram holdedes Yitzchak, took about 10-15 minutes. He then said over a beautiful Torah. But the whole Torah then took an hour long, which we do in 10-minute Musar, it's in about 3 minutes. What's going on? What's the pshat? To sharpen the question, if one understands the history of Chassidus, Rabbi Yitzchak of Varka, the man in the story with the Kiddush, Rabbi Yitzchak of Varka, he was a Talmud of the Kotzker Rebbe who was all about Emes. The Emes is, it was Matzah Shabbos at 11 o'clock. So how from Kotzk did you get this phenomenon where there is a defiance of the reality? Now, on both sides, this is not a halachic discussion about whether it's mutter or it's aser. There are halachic explanations. Rest assured that Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach, when someone approached, Reb Shlomo Zalman was a Rosh Yeshiva here in this neighborhood. When Reb Shlomo Zalman was approached, and there was someone who wanted to say some tough things about the Amshinov Rebbe, he said, the man is a holy man, leave him alone, and it's not something for you and I to do. So kal v'chomer, it's not something for you and I to do. But its sharoshim, its roots, are based on something that's very, very deep and very, very important in our Avodas Hashem. Rabbi Yitzchak explained to his Chassidim the next day what happened. After he finally made Kiddush, and he put down the kos, he explained to them something very powerful. He said to them, Rabbi Isai, this is the first Kiddush after Yom HaKippurim. Kiddush al pi Kabbalah is a zman of hisboinenus, of being mekadesh the yomim of Shab, the yom that's coming of Shabbos, and the yomim that preceded it. And what we went through of Yom Noraim is something that's awesome. And the Rebbe literally got stuck in the moment of hisboinenus. The lesson of Rabbi Yitzchak Lavarka, the lesson of Amshinov, is to learn to savor spiritual moments and to appreciate those moments. And Rabosai, that's a tremendous, tremendous challenge. And that is part of the MS of Kutsk. There's a part of Kutsk that says you got to look your shortcomings in the eye. That's part of the MS. Part of the MS is that it's Matzoy Shabbos, not Friday night. But then there's another MS. And that is that every single second and every single moment is holy. And so many experiences that we had today are holy experiences. But we rush through life. We rush through the Kiddush of Sukkos to run to the next mitzvah. To run to the mitzvah of Arba Minim. But at the end of the day, that moment of Kedusha was lost forever. And in watching the Amshin of Rebbe Shlita today, you'll see that he stuck in a beautiful way in that spiritual moment. And that is such a powerful lesson for us. In the past I mentioned that when I was a child, I was zochet to see the Netilas Yadayim of my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak. I think he's named after Rabbi Yitzchak Lavarka. And the way the Rebbe would wash Netilas Yadayim would remind us the Shitas HaRishonim that say the Netilas Yadayim in the morning is akin to the Avoda of the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash. You read Halacha. In Halacha, it's a matir. Now you're allowed to eat food. There's no Isser Midrabanan Tumas Yadayim. No! Chassidus teaches us that it's not only that. That Netilas Yadayim is about an avoda of rechitza, of tahara, to be mitar one's hands. That's why in Chassidus we say, Su Yadeichem Kodesh. Raise up your hands for Kedusha. In other words, there's so much of our daily routine that is fused with so much Kedusha, but we rush through it. And that is one of the most tremendous challenges we have in the information age. In an age in which people are running and gobbling up a tremendous amount of information and experiences without internalizing what they are and what they're all about. Some boys are here back for college break. What a challenge. Running from test to test. Running from shiur to shiur. Running through davening. Person says in the morning, L'umasa mishabichim v'oimrim, Baruch Kvod Hashem imekoimai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has entrusted us to sanctify God Himself. In Chassidus, in a Madrega that's higher than Malachim. But what happens? People rush through it. They don't appreciate those words. The beauty of it. The partnership with God. Let's coin something al pi Chassidus. And that is when it comes to Avoda Shebetfila, sometimes saying less is davening more. Sometimes, let's go to learning. Sometimes it's better to learn one of the Marim Mekomos that your Rebbe put on the sheet and really do it well, then rush to it. And by the way, my experience as a second year and a third year Rebbe is that the Talmidim that do one of the Marim Mekomos well, he understands the Shir better than the guy that did the Tosas, the Rajba, and the Marsha. The guy who broke his head on the Tosas, that's the guy that's going to really understand what's going on. But we're rushing through life. We're gobbling up information. We're rushing to get married. We're rushing to get jobs, to make money. And then what are we going to have? Adam Yisai, they may offer, v'sai fayli offer. There's a mission. Every single second is a mission of Kedusha. It's not a coincidence that this great yeshiva, this great classroom, Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan, a satellite of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan in New York, has a smicha program, and our yeshiva is the center, and I say this without cynicism now, is the center of modern orthodoxy in North America. And our yeshiva takes seriously its confrontation with the modern world. Sometimes we do it right, sometimes we do it wrong. It's not a coincidence that in those 4 years, there's more that's packed in than any other smicha in the world. Erevin in 6 weeks. As I said those words, Erevin in 6 weeks, when I was saying this over in the Old City, Rav Michal Fader Shlita was sitting next to me. Rav Fader has a sefer on Erevin that starts from the first Rashi till the last Rashi in Maseches Erevin. And I saw Rav Fader, he was sitting right here, and he jumped back. Someone who learned Erevin, I saw my, he was like, he couldn't wrap his mind that. Erevin in 6 weeks! There's no question that there's a tremendous challenge. We have so much we need to learn as Rabbanim. We have so much that we need to accomplish. There's a Holocaust in America, a spiritual Holocaust that we've spoken about in the past, and the Rabbanim have to be prepared. But at the same time, Rabbosai, we need to savor that first Rashi and that last Rashi in Maseches Erevin. If you ask Rav Fader, he'll tell you he doesn't know Erevin. And he wrote a sefer on it. Yet somehow we're supposed to think we know Erevin after 6 weeks. No one else really thinks that we know it. Maybe it should stay. We need to know the basics. But there also needs to be a time when we savor every beautiful word. So we spoke about tefillah. We spoke about davening. Let's talk about life. Outside of Torah and tefillah. Let's talk about appreciating God's beautiful world. You're zocha now to sit in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. I'm on the 417 going back to Ramat Beit Shemesh. We're passing through the beautiful Hara Yerushalayim. You know, when you leave Yerushalayim, it's absolutely gorgeous, if you'll notice. On your left side is Hara Menuchas. You could see the sun glistening on the Ohel of Rav Meir Shapiro. The confluence of the beauty of the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the beautiful history of Klal Yisrael that is suffused with suffering and joy, Kiddush Hashem, death al Kiddush Hashem, life al Kiddush Hashem. We just buried Ramesh Shatursky, Zeichet Tzadik, the Kaddush of Racha right there. And the beautiful hills and the Gesher, the bridge, all of that. And what do you have? You have people on the bus doing one of two things consistently. How many people gaze out the window and appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world? The beautiful Binyan Yerushalayim, and we're not only talking about Yerushalayim, the beautiful nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. There are people that are doing two things. They're either sleeping, or they're texting, or on the internet. Being there, being at every beautiful moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, and people are escaping and escaping and escaping as opposed to sanctifying those moments. And it means that every single one of us, in Avodas Hashem, where Rabbi Yitzchak Lavarka was teaching us that every single one of us needs to find those quiet moments of Kedusha, to pull yourself away. Rabbi Nachman, when he spoke about his Bodidus, didn't mean the idea of people being weird and crazy and going out and doing crazy things in the forest and screaming and so on. What he meant was people to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and savor the moment of being with Kodesh Brichu. To be sensitive to what's around us. And the moment a person has that sensitivity, then not only does it transform their relationship with Kodesh Brichu, it transforms their relationship with other human beings. How many times, and I have this challenge as well, how many times that we're with people, but we're not. Because again, we're emailing, we're texting, we're worrying about this exam, we're thinking about that ball game. Another maisa from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak, the last Amshin of a Rebbe of New York. They say that a chassid once came over to him on Friday. In Chasidus, there's an idea of being Mavir Sedra Beislavus on Friday. The Rebbe was in the middle of being Mavir Sedra, but not only is he Mavir Sedra Beislavus without a hefsek, he was in the middle of being Mavir Sedra, and he was up to Shvi. And a chassid came over to him and he said to him, Rebbe, guten Erev Shabbos. He didn't notice that he was in the middle of being Mavir Sedra, and Yitzchakul didn't blink. And he said, good Shabbos, and he sat and talked with him, and then his gabbai noticed that after the chassid left, he started out again, Vo'era. He started from the beginning. I can't do that. I don't know if many of you could do that. But Rabosai, a person who begins to savor those particular moments, then begins to savor the beauty of every person. And that is the most beautiful part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. The most awesome part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria is Elokai Neshama. Shenasata B'Tahirahi. The beautiful Neshama that's in every single person that's in this room. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the Siyata D'Shemaya. To be able to savor every moment in his beautiful world. Because those moments don't go on forever. We have a certain finite amount of time. I'm back from a Levaya. We have a finite amount of time. Adam Yisoda Me'ofer V'Sofo Le'ofer. A finite amount of time for us to be Mekadei Shem Shemayim and to appreciate every second and to sanctify it. And that's our mission. To sanctify the amount of seconds that God has given us in this world. I'm mevakesh the Talmidim. Don't let the information age, the pressure of more, 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 run, gobble. Don't let that begin to dominate our lives. Please stop and take a look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world. And when you do that, you'll be zochet to be mekadesh Shem Shemayim.